Carols by Candlelight, and I'm definitely playing you more music you love.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 36, Johannesburg 33, Mbombela going up to 34. Suspected illegal miners in Stilfontein Northwest have sent letters requesting more food and body bags as community members continued efforts to provide them with food and water. An undisclosed number of illegal miners remain underground at the disused Buffelsfontein gold mine in Northwest. Two bodies have been brought up to the surface today, with claims of more still being underground, Masichaba Sefularo reports.
In the letters written in English and Sesotho, the miners say those who are sick and malnourished have asked for beef, in addition to the instant porridge and makgeu that have been sent down. In another letter, the author asks for bags to cover the deceased, who would be sent up to the surface using the same makeshift pulley system used to lower the food. Meanwhile, the organization Mining Affected Communities United in Action has filed an urgent application to find the police minister in contempt of court. They allege that officers stationed at the mine had placed arbitrary limits to the amount of food that could be sent down and blocked the provision of items such as tint fish, soup, paracetamol and headlamp batteries. The minister's office said it was aware of the application and would await the outcome of court proceedings. Masichaba Sifularo for Jacka FM News.
The Johannesburg High Court, meanwhile, postponed the case against Frans Hlakudi, Michael Lumas and 10 others to March next year for pre-trial proceedings. Hlakudi is a former manager at Eskom, who when his co-accused faced charges of fraud, corruption and money laundering, which is related to alleged irregularities in the 1.4 billion rand contract for the upgrade of the Kusile power station in Mpumalanga. Lumas remains in custody while the others are out on bail. And still in the courts, two siblings accused of fraudulently benefiting from the death of Numaiskoli actor David Manuel have been granted bail of 800 rand each. Wanda and Sindiswe Mbele face fraud and money laundering charges for allegedly registering insurance policies against Manuel while falsely claiming to be his cousin. Manuel and his friend Alfonso Fischer were shot and killed in Guguletu in October. And then news of another nature. The South African Human Rights Commission recently highlighted that digital abuse and cyberbullying is used to perpetuate harm against women. In a landmark Gauteng High Court ruling last month, a woman from Germiston in Gauteng successfully sued a couple for distributing revenge porn on Facebook. She was awarded 3.5 million rand in charges. The commission's Dr. Eileen Carter says cases like this show victims the importance of speaking up and knowing their rights.
We really need to start speaking out a little bit more. This should not be a silent fight. There are mechanisms that our law makes available to the victims, and it is really time that we popularize these mechanisms.
And as we observe 16 days of activism against women and children, the Jacaranda News team has put together a special feature on gender-based violence, the different forms and what is being done. For more information, go to jacarandafm.com. And finally, the cap worn by legendary Australian batter Don Bradman sold for over 4.5 million rand at an auction in Sydney. He wore the baggy green during the 1947-48 Test Series against India, and in that match, he scored a total of 715 runs. I'm Madeline Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I got my head out this sunroof. I'm blasting off.